Good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Okay, so fresh off your retreat yesterday, y'all got together. What'd you eat, by the way?
We had sandwiches, probably. It was a city council meeting.
Is that the default food?
Yeah, we have a lot of sandwiches. We had sandwiches.
You did right after the trust fall. You did sandwiches and fruit.
Who caught who in the trust fall? Never mind. All right, but anyway, so so you did that. Now, tell me a little bit about the format, how this kind of came down.
So we met for eight and a half hours yesterday. Started at 8 o'clock in the morning. We've got a facilitator who comes in to help us work through our strategic plan. And the retreat's a great time because we get to really have some deep conversations. We deal with some issues with the Open Meetings Act where we don't always get to sit and talk and really have time to talk through these issues. And so it's good. We made it through a lot of stuff. We got a lot of stuff done, and I didn't really expect that we would. So it was a positive experience. It's a long day.
You know, I understand transparency, and I mentioned this to the mayor the other day, and I'd like to get your thoughts. I mean, some decisions do have to be, you've been in real estate deals. You can't do a real estate deal on the basketball floor where everybody can hear it and see it. I mean, some things have to be done behind closed doors. And I appreciate that you want citizens to be a part of this process. But some of it has to be done in a level of secrecy, too.
Some things are important. We've got the ability to do a lot of things in executive session where we can have these conversations. But you know, an open meeting, it's difficult to really feel like we can have a long, you know, I think one item we talked about for, you know, well over an hour. And to do that in an open meeting at City Hall, you know, on a Thursday night, people start getting a little bit antsy. So mm-hmm. This is a good forum for us to have some of those conversations. And some of the things we talked about yesterday, we needed to have good, long, healthy debate on.
Well, for whatever reason, to use a football analogy, College Station's kind of outkicked their coverage. I mean, you're growing fast, you want to grow, you understand that, but there are parts of the city that they clearly are sadly lacking the infrastructure as you grow to that. So kind of give us an overview of what that kind of discussion went with.
You know, we talk a lot about growth and the understanding that the growth is coming, whether we really want it or not. And so how do we handle that? And that's a lot of things. That's infrastructure. Yesterday we talked a lot about City Hall, which is something that most folks I don't realize what a big need that is for us. And I think people feel like, well, you're getting a big, nice new City Hall for City Council. Well, that's not it. We've got a staff of, 900 employees.
Yeah.
And got to have a place to put them in a City Hall that's starting to fall apart. But we talk a lot about, you know, and we have for the last several years, how do we fund the infrastructure for the city that we're becoming in a city with areas of aging infrastructure?
Talk to the mayor about public-private partnerships. As a member of council, what are your thoughts there?
You know, I think public-private partnerships can be an effective way of getting things done. I generally believe that private industry can do things more effectively and certainly more cost-effectively than government. So when we're talking about major construction projects, which is generally where you see these things, I think public-private partnerships can be a beneficial deal. I also think that there are times when, you know, it's easier for us as the government to kind of direct that process, especially when it's something we want to have a very close watch over. I'm in support of P3s when they make sense. I think that they can be very effective, especially from a bottom line standpoint.
Do you feel like any of any of the people in your that speak to you about the needs of the city, did they give you some marching orders going into this retreat, what they wanted to hear?
No, not really. I think the big issues that folks have are infrastructure related, they're growth related, and they're their quality of life issues. And some of those are infrastructure. Some of those are having places to go, new places to shop. I mean, think of what all we've all the new opportunities and the new choices that we have in this city just in the last couple of years. And I think people are really excited about that. But with that comes more people and comes more infrastructure needs. And those are the things that I consistently hear about.
Give me an idea generally how the conversation went when it came to privatization. I know specifically they're looking at sanitation, but just privatization in general for the city.
You know, it started as kind of a 30,000-foot look at what is the role of government. And you know, I think we all decided, and we all kind of had pretty good consensus that police, fire, transportation, and parks, those are roles that the government should play. But then we have choices on things like sanitation, water, wastewater, electricity. There are a lot of cities that have those in-house, and there are a lot of cities that privatize those. So that was a conversation specific to sanitation, which was what we talked about yesterday. I think that the consensus of council, the majority of council, felt like we are doing a good job with our city sanitation department. We're providing a great service at a fair price that would be hard for the market to beat. And so a majority of council did not want to move forward with an RFP or getting more information on that. And that's a conversation we've been having for the last year internally and publicly for the last probably 5 or 6 months.
Okay. Barry Moore joining us. He's a Place Force College Station City Council member. Okay, the other side of the equation is taxation and revenue streams. Tell me where that came down. How was that discussion?
You know, we didn't talk a lot specifically about tax rate. We talked about some things that we need to do as a city and how that affects our debt capacity and our tax rate going forward. There are a lot of things that are going to go back to the budget committee, which I sit on with the mayor and Councilman Benham, to talk about how we fund these things going forward. We've raised taxes quite a bit lately. I don't think there's a lot of interest in doing that again if we can at all avoid it. And I'll certainly say on the budget committee, that's the sense, is we're going to try to figure out ways to fund the things that we need to fund without raising taxes again. And that's the goal every year. And inevitably, things come up and we look at these $350, $400 million, I don't know what the number is, of infrastructure needs that we have. And we have to make hard decisions. But that's the approach.
People have been in meetings before where you have somebody who comes in and is a facilitator. Quite often there's an aha moment. And I've certainly been in that situation before. Did you have an aha moment yesterday?
You know, I think probably the biggest aha moment was around City Hall, which if you read the paper, I don't know if y'all talked about it this morning, have decided that we're going to go ahead and move forward with at least the design of a new City Hall in the location of the current City Hall. I don't think anybody felt like we were going to come out of retreat yesterday with that decision being made. But I think when we looked around the room and realized we've been talking about this since 1994, I was 10, since we've been talking about the need for a new City Hall. And it was finally time, I think yesterday, to decide, okay, let's go ahead and move forward. We've been talking about this long enough. We know there are needs, and let's move forward. So I don't think anybody thought we were going to come out of, certainly from a staff standpoint, thought we were going to come out with the direction to go ahead and design a new city hall, but that's what we did. That was probably our biggest aha.
Okay, and I know it was discussed, the idea of the geography of it, the placement of it is a concern. That's a high property, high dollar piece of property, and also just because you're growing so explosively to the south, you're farther away from that. Any discussion in the areas where you abut the county right now, because there are going to be some shared projects that have to be done there?
Not really. There are a number of areas where we're looking at how to handle projects or, you know, areas. We did talk a little bit about annexation very briefly, about areas that would make sense to bring into the city, but nothing specific yesterday.
Okay. Finally, Chuck Gilman, interim city manager, does not live in the city limits. And, of course, that would have to change. Your thoughts about that process and where we are with that?
You know, I think, Chuck, I'm very excited. I'm excited for Kelly. First of all, I think this is a great opportunity for him. Sad for the city. I think he's done a very good job for us. When the news came down that Kelly was taking the role at Relis, my initial thought, and I think a lot of council was, it apparently was that, well, at least we've got Chuck. And Chuck can step into this role immediately as an interim. And we've got a lot of things to figure out over the next 6 months. Chuck has a six-month interim period, get us through budget. We've got a lot of things to figure out. One of the issues is that he does live in the ETJ. And right now the city charter says that the city manager needs to live in the city or move to the city at some point during his tenure, I believe is what it says, which I halfway understand that rule and halfway don't, but that's what the charter says. So, we've got a lot of things. It's a time of transition, but fortunately for the city of College Station, we've been a time of transition for a long time now. So we're pretty good at it. We understand change, and I think we're going to, I don't think we'll miss a step.
Okay. Anything else we didn't cover today you wanted to chat with?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, very good. Well, I appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you.